Hi there, this is David Gibson. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. Today our show is about 432 hertz versus 440. It's a interesting controversy, and I'd like to clear some things up. it's really the frequency that we tune our music to or an instrument to, and a lot of people are really into it now. And we're also going to talk about tuning systems. So our intention is that everybody finds their own frequency, right? Because that's really the whole deal. Right? Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things that are happening here at the Institute. Let's see. Let me do this. I'm here. So we've got our semester just started at the Institute. We have classes here and online. The online program starts every week. You could actually start this Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday. It's ongoing enrollment, so you can start just about any time. Our certificate program online or at the Institute is all about how to use sound physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Physically for getting rid of pain, working with different diseases, mentally for brainwave entrainment to create more focus, to be able to sleep better, to be able to get in the zone more often, and to get rid of ADD, or emotionally to release all of those things that are keeping you wound up in anxiety or fear or any of the emotions that are chaotic vibrations, right? And be able to go to the higher vibrations, or not higher, but more stable vibrations of things like gratitude, compassion, love, and joy. And then also spiritually, which is, you know, could be compassion, gratitude, love, and joy, but also it's connecting more to the frequency and energy of your soul. And then eventually connecting to source, which is all frequencies, right? So we've got a dozen different instructors. You get a wide perspective on how sound works at all levels. But also, we're a vocational school. So we are teaching different techniques for you to open up your business. We have some techniques that you could do online, but it's really, you know, more so for doing treatments after everything kind of clears up. Although, you know, a lot of people are still doing business right now. I mean, I'm doing quite a bit of business by doing, you know, finding people's home notes online, and also doing voice analysis online where we can find out what's missing in your system. So there are some things you can still do. You can do treatments. We actually do treatments online as well, and it's actually quite effective. We do them in the classes as well. So that's happening. We also have our next sound healing conference coming up. Of course, it's going to be online. It's our 9th International Sound Healing Conference. We already have about a dozen people booked. It's going to be November 11th through the 15th, and it's free. And so we'll have the information up on our website in about a week, but you can put that in your calendar. A lot of not only people presenting about, you know, what's going on with how to use sound for healing and raising consciousness, but also we're going to have a lot of people who are doing sound right before the presentations. So you'll be able to get quite high, which is what a lot of people say is the best part of the sound healing conferences that we do when we do them live, is all the music and sound that's going on. Also, the other thing that people like are the booths at our conference. So we're going to have some people that are actually going to have booths for this conference. If you know anybody would like to have a booth, let us know, or if you would. It's like that way you can learn about different things that are out there, and check out some of the cool stuff that's going on in the field, right? So those are the things happening at the Institute. We also have our therapy center where We can again find your home note where you're at peace. We'll play the 12 notes and see which one makes you the most peaceful, and then give you a CD in that key. At the Institute, we put you on the sound table. And we can also do voice analysis where we find out exactly what's wrong with you. And then we'll actually give you a CD in the frequencies that are missing. And it can be really effective for chronic issues. We also can do a chakra treatment online. We can do voice healing online as well. And then we are doing some treatments at the Institute as well. At the Institute, the store is completely open. We have a full range of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, all the different things you could imagine for doing sound. We just got in the Rav drums, R-A-V. They're very, very cool, kind of like a hung drum, but just much sweeter. And only like $900. So those are worth checking out. We have Tibetan bowls. We have, of course, my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. We've got the my recording books, audio recording books as well. And we've got all types of music, including CDs that you can play on the body, which are not music CDs, but frequency CDs that you play on the body with headphones. So you put the headphones right on the body, right, wherever the problem is, right? And, or you can get the bass pod or the bass belt and place them on the body, and it's even way more effective, really good for pain, right? We also have the sound tables and sound lounges that are really effective as well. Let's see, let me share my screen here. So you can find all of this at soundhealingcenter.com. So we have here, we got the school, the link for the store, the link for the therapy center where we do all the treatments, and the research foundation where we have a lot of different treatment plans for different issues. We also have practitioner lists. We also have a lot of different research papers that you can check out as well at soundhealingcenter.com. Or you're always welcome to call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So, 432 versus 440. What this is called concert pitch, right? It's the frequency that you tune an instrument to. And we normally start with the note A. And then once you tune it to A, and that can be higher or lower, right? Because there's many frequencies for A. And there can be as many as thousands of frequencies for A. In fact, it's infinite if you go into a decimal point. There's many different possibilities. So the question is, which A are you going to tune the frequency to for A? And so in the beginning, every country tuned to a different frequency. There was no standard, you know, because there wasn't as much collaboration or media, of course. So when different countries got together, when their symphonies got together, they couldn't play with each other because often a lot of the instruments in the symphony are actually set, like a xylophone, it's set to whatever frequency you're going to be at, and you can't change it. You know, clarinet, you can pull the mouthpiece in and out a little bit, or a harp, you can change, but a lot of instruments you can't change, right? So it was made it impossible, unless people got different instruments, to play with each other in different countries, right? And so around the 30s, they actually started setting standards. And they chose 440 because 440 is a little higher than what feels right, and they knew it was higher, so that it makes the concerts a little more interesting. Right, a little more cool, right? And so the main reason for doing it was to actually in the beginning, everybody was tuning to a different 432, a different concert pitch. And so when they set the standard, Rockefeller was on the actual panel that actually set the standard. So some people think that they actually set it to 440 to detune the world, right? And if you go online, oh, here we go. Here we go online right now. Do you know that 1955 they set the standard, and that perfect natural harmonic of 432 was purposely removed and replaced with the imbalance tune? The end result may be the psychic poisoning of mass mind of humanity. That's just ridiculous. First of all, it was not set to 432 beforehand. It's not like they changed it from 432. In ancient Egypt, they did use 432, but it was all over the place. It was not 432 in the U.S., right? It was all over the place. So it's not like they changed it from 432. In fact, 432 is just now starting to be used for the first time. There was one country, I think, that had 432, right? Yeah, this is just silly. This is just ridiculous, right? Because it's not as big a deal as a lot of people think, right, as we'll talk about. So actually, you know, what happened just like even 7 years ago is Leonard Horowitz said that the solfeggio frequency, which is actually a frequency that was discovered 30 years ago by doing numerology on the Bible. And one of the solfeggio frequencies is 528 hertz, and Leonard Horowitz said that 528 hertz unravels the DNA and it's the frequency of love. So a lot of people started tuning their music to 528, which is actually 444A, because 528's a C. So if you want to tune to 528C, you tune the A to 444, right? And so a lot of people got on the bandwagon. I mean, Jonathan Goldman started selling 528 hertz tuning forks. And then a few years ago, Leonard Horowitz admitted that there is no research to back up that 528 has anything to do with love. So a lot of people have abandoned 528 and then reverted to 432. Now, 432 does have some very cool and auspicious things about it. I do like it better than 440, but I just don't think it's as big a deal as people make out. Right? So 432, probably the coolest thing is what I'm showing on screen right now, and that is it creates a much more beautiful cymatic pattern, which is a mandala pattern, than the 440. The 440 is not so bad, right, if you see it here, but the 432 is more beautiful, right? So that's one cool thing about 432. Another thing is it is what they tuned to in ancient Egypt. So that's very cool. They actually found flutes that were tuned to 432 in Egypt. It's also a latitude and longitude of different sacred sites. So the 432, and it's also the radius of the sun. The sun is 432 million miles across, as far as radius, half of it, you know. So it's also another thing that's really cool is, it's a little technical, but when you tune to 432, half of the 12 notes in an octave become whole number frequencies instead of decimal points. And that's it's quite unusual. No other frequency does that happen, right? So you get more harmony in a way, although it's not harmony musically, it's just harmony by numbers, right? When you tune to 432. There's quite a few people that say 432 is the heart meridian, which is also very cool. And there's some other cool mathematical things about it as well. Also, the other really cool thing about 432 is if you cut it in half, which means octavize it down, so it's the same note. When you cut something in half, the frequency in half, it's still the same note. So If you cut 432 in half, it's 216 hertz. And that's the frequency of the honeybee. And that's also a frequency that can levitate. The honeybees actually levitate when they fly with the frequency. We've even used 216 hertz on something on a scale, and it got lighter, right? But you cut that in half again, and it's 108 hertz. And 108 is a very auspicious frequency in India. You know, you get 108 mula beads. You chant something 108 times, and you obtain enlightenment, right? So 108 is exactly two octaves below 432. But here's the coolest thing about 108, and that is the distance to the sun is 108 suns. I actually looked it up, and that's true. Somebody once told me the distance to the sun is 100 times the distance to the moon, right? Or like 432 m. That's not true. That's not true. But the distance to the sun is 108 sizes of the sun. 108. So it ties into the actual solar system as well. But here's one other thing that's very cool. They say that 432 is the average frequency of a baby cry when they come out of the womb. Right? And here's probably the most important of all. 432 is the time that I was born. It's on my birth certificate, right? So 432 is very auspicious, and it's I like it. I like it. But, you know, unless you're playing in the key of A, you're not even going to hit 432 very often. In fact, even if you're playing in the key of A, it depends. It's only the middle octave where you would hit it. Right. But if you're not playing in the key of A, you're not going to get this mandala pattern very often at all. You're not going to hit 432, maybe not at all in the whole song. Right. I mean, there's a certain correspondence, but it's much better when you actually get those little water droplets in each cell of your body actually vibrating in cool mandala patterns. So, and that only happens if you're in the mid range in 432. In the key of A, I should say. So it's really not as big a deal as they say. Now, they say that in ancient China, that when a czar would actually come into power, they would have everybody retune their instruments to that czar's soul frequency. Right? So it seems a little controlling, right? But still, I just don't think it's as big a deal as people say, because it's not like this major difference. The music, as we'll talk about, is way more important, right? But let me play for you the difference between 432 and 440, okay? Let's see, I'm going to stop sharing my screen so you can't cheat. I mean, there's a lot of tests online where you can actually go and listen to 432 and 440. And they commonly, they will say, here's 440, this is evil, right? And then here's 432, this is God and nature. And it's like, well, you need to do it blindly if you're really going to do it well, right? So I'm not going to show you which is which. Okay. So I'm going to play a little bit of a song in either 432 or 440. Okay. And just check it out and see how it feels. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Here we go. Dum, dum. Okay. It's about right. Oops. Let me get to the spot. Okay, about right here. Okay, check this out. Thank you. Okay, cool. Now, let me play the second one. Again, I'm not going to tell you which one's which yet. Okay. Okay, just see if you can tell the difference. Okay. Getting it. Okay, so that second one was the 432. The first one was the 440. It seems a little warmer to me. It almost seems slower, even though it's not slower, right? It's interesting. I have to tell you that we've been doing this test in classes for about 10 years now, and normally 60 to 70% of the people choose the 440 over the 432. We are addicted. We're strung out, right? We've been listening to 440 ever since we were born. We've never heard 432 until, recently. If you're into sound healing, every single song on the radio and CDs is always 440, right? And it's a little brighter, and that's why the symphonies chose it, right? So, there's definitely more correspondences with nature. And even the heart meridian and my birthday, right, at 432. So I've now changed over most of my music to 432. And but again, I don't think it's as big a deal as people are making it out to be, because it's let me put it this way. If you have a song that opens your heart or connects you to spirit or turns the whole room purple or into white light, it doesn't matter whether it's 440 or 432. I've seen God many times with music, right? I mean, just the ceiling opens up and pink light comes pouring in, right? Sparkles everywhere. I mean, just like psychedelic, unbelievable, indescribable love, right? And never was it 432, right? The music and the energy that's put into the music is so much more important, especially the energy and the intention. It's so much more important, light years more important than 440 or 432. Right. In my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, and in my book, The Art of Mixing, the recording book, and the recording book, Art of Producing, I go through 13 parameters that actually make music good or not, right? That you can judge as far as, and really great songs, all 13 of those parameters are really, really happening, right? And 440 or 432 is just one of them. So it's not like, and it's not even the most important one, but it is cool. It's cool. But it's not like, it's like if you want to really change the world, I mean, do music that will expand consciousness like never before. Right? I mean, that's the deal. That's really the deal. Okay. Now, here's the other thing. And most people don't know about this, and that is a tuning system is way more important than concert pitch. I'm going to get a little technical here now, because the tuning system is a little more detailed. Concert pitch is like a little higher of all the notes, a little lower of all the notes. just a little higher or lower in frequency. Some people don't even notice it, right? It's really quite subtle. A tuning system is higher or lower in frequency for each of the 12 notes and an octave individually and separately. So we're not just talking about the whole song being a little higher and a little lower. We're talking the frequency of each of the 12 notes being a little higher or a little lower, right? Raise or lower each note, right? And there's a lot of possibilities for just one note, but now we've got 12 notes that you could tune higher or lower. Oh my God, there's like a million possibilities, right? So in the beginning, just about every culture on the planet tuned the frequency of each of the 12 notes to the harmonic series. The harmonic series are the frequencies, higher frequencies that are in a sound. Talked about it before in the radio shows here. It's like the actual frequencies that create more complexity of a sound. They create the color of the sound, the timbre or tone of the sound, tonality of the sound, right? And it's like when I just do an there's actually over 100 frequencies or 100 notes in that one sound. They're called harmonics, higher frequencies that make up the sound besides the main fundamental note of the ah, which is a certain note, right? There's over 100 notes in there, but it's too much information for our brain to handle. So we go, oh, that's an A you just did, Dave. When the truth is, it's like A and D and C, it's every note. When I go ah, I'm singing every note there is and every musical interval there is. Now, all of those harmonics are based on mathematical multiples. That means each of the frequencies, if I'm singing 100 hertz, like that, then the harmonics are going to be 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, and so forth. So the harmonics will be 100 hertz is the fundamental, 200 hertz, 300 hertz, 400, 500, 600, and so forth. Right. If it's 111 hertz, it'd be just double it, triple it, 222, 333, 444, 555, and so forth. And this is the way all sound is constructed by God. Just about. Most of sounds are made up of harmonics that are mathematical multiples, 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. Right. So in the beginning, all countries, ancient Egypt, ancient China, they all tuned each of the 12 notes, the frequency of each of the 12 notes to the harmonic series, right? So that means that you are playing the scale. Each of the notes in the scale, the 12 notes, you're actually playing in relation to the harmonics in one note. So it's like a hologram. But here's the coolest part. That mathematical structure, 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, and 4 times, and so forth, is in the distance between the planets. The distance between the sun and Mercury is the fundamental. Mercury to Venus is 2 times Mercury. Sun to Mercury. Venus to Earth is 3 times. Earth to Mars is 4. Earth to the asteroid belt is 4. Asteroid belt to Mars is 5, and then Jupiter is 6, and Saturn is 7, and so forth. Pluto is actually not in the harmonic series. It's not a mathematical multiple, right? So also the distance of electron shells around the nucleus of an atom get further and further apart, based on 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. And they say that the weight of each vertebrae gets heavier and heavier based on that formula. Fabian Mamon says the auras get higher and higher frequency based on one times, two times, three times, four times. I would even bet that these chakras go up in frequency based on one times, two times, three times, four times, because this is the way God does sound. There's always, almost always, not always, but almost always, the harmonics that make up anything are mathematical multiples, one times, two times, three times. Oh, and also this pattern is in the quantum mechanics. Different levels of energy or matter jump to different levels of energy based on this formula. And there are harmonics in string theory, according to Michio Kaku, right? So this harmonic series, it's even in the elements, in chemistry, all the different elements go up based on one times, two times, three times, right? So when you actually tune your scale or each of the 12 notes to the harmonic series, you are completely connected to a major pattern that is throughout nature that I just described. That's way bigger than one frequency of 432 versus 440, right? This is now like a whole pattern of mathematical multiples throughout all of nature. And it's not just one frequency of the whole song. It's actually the relationship of all of the notes to each other now. And that relationship of 12 notes in this whole conglomeration of 12 notes is exactly synchronized to the harmonic series in nature. If you wanted to detune people on the planet, change from just intonation, it's called, which is where we tune to the harmonic series, and change it to equal tempered, which is what we listen to now, which is not tuned to nature at all. Equal tempered tuning, the distance between the 12 notes is exactly the same. When we tune it to the harmonic series, it's actually a little different distance between each of the 12 notes, although the harmonic series is exactly mathematical multiples, right? So this, I mean, we've been listening to equal tempered, not tuned to nature, ever since the 1700s, when, first of all, Beethoven actually had a piano that would move the whole keyboard over so it could go to a different key. This is the problem. Let me backtrack. This is the problem with just intonation, where it's tuned to the harmonic series, is you can't go from key to key, which means you have to play the whole concert in one key. And that was a little limiting. So Beethoven made the keyboard so he could slide it over and go to a different key, right? But then Bach actually started using, he didn't really come up with it, but he started using a equal tempered, which makes it so you can go from one key to another key and do modulation, which gives you way more capability emotionally. And it allows you to do jazz, where you can like shift keys or hover between two keys, right? And so it was cool. But we're no longer tuned to nature at all. All birds and animals that sing in just intonation, tuned to the harmonic series. People, when they sing a cappella, we all sing in just intonation, tuned to the harmonic series, naturally. It's the way the body works. Mathematically, it's the way we basically, it's like a violin string where you split the string in half and thirds and fourths and fifths and sixths. And that's exactly the way you find all the notes on a violin. It's the way the vocal cords work. When you go from one note to another, it naturally doubles the vibration and or triples it or quadruples it. And it's built to be able to do that perfectly, right? So it's actually a little difficult for singers to actually sing out of just intonation and sing equal tempered. right? Symphonies also play in just intonation tuned to the harmonic series, unless they're playing with a xylophone or piano, because pianos are always in equal tempered, which allows you to go from key to key. But so a lot of symphonies still these days will play in just intonation because it's more natural. In fact, I had a violin player in my classes, and she said it sucks when you have to play in equal tempered because it sounds so out of tune. I know people that won't even listen to anything on the radio or CDs because they can't stand the equal tempered tuning. So let me play for you a couple of things in these ancient tunings. First, I'll play one in just intonation. Let's see, actually wrong place. Let me go find it. Okay. So this is actually Mark Deutsch, and he plays what's called a bazantar. And the bazantar is a acoustic stand-up bass, actually. Let me show you an image of it. Okay, I'm gonna share. I'm gonna stop sharing first. Okay. Okay. Stop share. Cool. Okay, now I'm gonna let you see the bazantar. Share. Huh. That's interesting. Okay, let me try it again here. It's not really showing up right. Oh, here we go. I see. Okay. Dum da dum. Okay. So here is the bazantar. It is a actual acoustic bass with sitar strings embedded below the main acoustic bass strings. So that you don't play the sitar strings. They resonate based on the bass strings, right? And so it's a very cool. And so it's like a cross between a sitar and an acoustic bass, right? So Mark, in this song, he's playing in just intonation. So check this out and enjoy. Nice, huh? Wow. There's another tuning system also based on nature called Pythagorean. And in Pythagorean, they're still using the harmonic series, but they're just using the musical fifths within the harmonic series. So it's like a subset, which sounds a little more harmonious than when you're using just the main harmonics that are found. So they're a little more particular. And so let me play a recording of Joel Andrews, who passed away last year on harp, and he's playing in Pythagorean tuning. So check this out and see how this feels. There's a lot of people in the field of sound healing that are really adamant about not using equal tempered tunings anymore and getting us back to nature. And in fact, in the Montessori schools where we have created the whole program for the kids, for the babies, we're actually playing just intonation tuned to the harmonic series to nature, right, for the babies instead of equal tempered to really. I bet you if we had grown up listening to just intonation, which is what all the animals sing to, we would be way more grounded. And I think this is way bigger deal than 432 or 440 or concert pitch, right? And a lot of people don't know about tuning systems versus concert pitch. Now, if you go and buy crystal bowls, you know, they're kind of random. They're somewhat in between, just so they sound good. But you can pay extra and get them tuned to 432. But they're like will be 10% close, right? Because it's hard to get them perfect. So, but you can also pay and get them tuned to just intonation or Pythagorean, right? You pay extra, right? So you could get a set that's 432 Pythagorean. Or 432 just intonation, or you can get 440. You could even get it tuned to 440, equal tempered even. So you could play with a normal band, right? So there's two choices whenever you buy bowls. I mean, normally people just don't bother, but you can actually pay extra and get them tuned to 432 and or get them tuned to just intonation or Pythagorean or equal tempered if you really want to use them for a regular rock and roll group or whatever, right? So, and this is also, there's people that are adamant about never using equal tempered tuning forks on the body. So we sell a whole set of just intonation and Pythagorean tuning forks that are, you know, totally tuned to the distance between the planets, the distance of electron shells, the weight of your vertebrae, your chakras, your auras, right? It's very cool, very cool. And there's all types of other instruments out there that you can get in different tuning systems. Like we normally sell the crystal harp, which is quartz tubes, and you can get it in any tuning system or any concert pitch, right? One other thing about concert pitch I didn't mention, you could actually tune concert pitch to just about any frequency. You could actually take the frequency of rose oil, which if you look on the internet, you can find it's like, you know, I think it's like 9 million hertz or something, but it's in the millions of hertz. And then you just octavize it down half, 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 half until you get it into the frequency range of music. And then you can tune your instruments to an octave of rose oil. I've actually put out a CD that's tuned to a lemon. Right. There's a company that I don't even know what devices they used, but they tested lemons, a bunch of lemons, and we averaged out and it was like in the millions of hertz. So we dropped it down half, 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 half until it was in the frequency range that it could tune my synthesizer to. And I tuned the song Weight Loss to a lemon. Right. Because there's often people drink the Master Cleanse of lemon juice and cayenne to lose weight, right? To do a fast. And then I added the frequency of serotonin, which happened to be a musical fifth of the lemon, right? So it fit in perfectly. And serotonin, when you, that is secreted, it actually, you don't feel hungry anymore, right? So that's my weight loss loving yourself CD. It's actually tuned to the lemon and serotonin. Right, concert pitch, right? So once again, really, I don't think all of this is even close to as big a deal as the music that a person is putting out. And the music has a lot of different components. That's like, you know, the actual, not only the tonality of the instruments, but the actual musical intervals and chords they're using, the chord progressions, the rhythms, the way all those change. The change is really the flow of the music is really the whole deal, the whole flow of it. And especially the energy. You know, if you've got music that you can have music or have someone sing something that's really cool, right? And then another person sings the exact same song, totally connected to source, connected to all archangels, ascended masters, and positive aliens, right? And oh my God, the ceiling opens up and pure love and light pours in, and everybody in the room's like, oh my God, what just happened? What just happened, right? That's light years more important than concert pitch or tuning systems. Although, that is absolutely not to say that it's not cool to use 432 or just intonation or Pythagorean tuning systems. It is cool. It ties you into nature more, but it is not nearly as big a deal as people think. Again, if I just sing or you sing anything, you're going to do just intonation naturally. Wee. And then when you do harmonics, those harmonics are in the same mathematical pattern as the music. Distance and frequency of each of those harmonics you're hearing is exactly 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. But really, the most important of all is when you tune the music to you, to your natural rhythm of your heart and brainwave when you are actually at peace. That's the best. That's what we do when we find your home note, right? Because then, when your system is tuned to where you're at rest, your immune system works the best. All organs go into alignment. It's where you're the most creative. And it's a portal to other dimensions, especially where you're one with the universe and know all. That's the best. So our intention again is may you find your own tuning system of you, of your soul. That's the deal. You hold that intention through the weekend, through the week ahead, through the months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thank you for listening and take care.